let's move on to the next item on the calendar then, please.
Item 756, appoint Margaret Talmadge and Teresa St. Martin to the Planning and Sustainability Commission.
Ask these two new nominees and our chair to come forward. Welcome. And good morning. Mr. Baugh, would you like to take it away?
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. Andre Baugh, Planning Sustainability Commission Chair. It's my pleasure this morning to introduce two new members to the Planning Sustainability Commission. These two members will fill two positions that we've been missing and carry forward on one of the commitments that came out of the Portland plan to add a youth position to that we heard from the community when we had the Portland plan process, that the youth wanted to have a voice in the future decisions of the city of Portland. And so we're living up to that commitment. And it also gets us up to speed as we move forward into the fall and the comprehensive plan that's coming before us. And I look forward to their decisions and their hard work on providing you recommendations on the comprehensive plan update that will be coming forward. Teresa St. Martin is a real estate professional focused on sustainable housing selection and small-scale commercial development. She has been a certified eco-broker since 2006. She currently serves as a member on a number of organization boards, including PAMAR, Sustainable Practices Committee, assisting local realtor communities in improving sustainable practices here. Teresa will fill a role for a real estate professional who is also brings knowledge about green building practices to the PSC, which is an important role. Next is Margaret Talmadge, Maggie. She's our first youth appointment to the PSC, and as I said, that was something that came out of the Portland plan, and our focus to get the youth voice as part of our future in that plan, and we recognize, and council also recognized, the need to have that voice as a sustainable voice as we looked at decisions.
And Andre, so, let's be very clear. When we say youth, we were looking for someone with the right skill set, 55 and younger, that they could bring that perspective that was missing. Am I right on that?
We were looking for someone, and really our focus was that plus high school, right out of college kind of youth. That was willing to dedicate the Planning Sustainability Commission takes time, and it's a considerable amount of time, and will be this fall with the comprehensive plan. So we wanted someone to put a lot of hard work and take some time and give us that perspective that we recognized we were missing and wanted to have that in our decision-making process. And so Maggie, our first youth appointment, will serve a two-year term. Maggie is a graduate of Wesley College and has been involved as a volunteer with a number of organizations, including NEA, Central City Concern, and Verde. She is a member of the UN Major Group on Children and Youth and has presented on the General Assembly floor, sharing positions with delegates and other major groups. As a young and active member of our community, young is the key word there. Maggie will provide what is currently missing, a youth voice on the PSC. And look forward to it. I'm excited about both of them joining. And lastly, I just want to thank all of our members of the PSC. They have put in a lot of hard work. And this fall will, again, put in a lot of time and effort on the comprehensive plan. And hope to bring you that right before the end of the year or right after that, early next year. And with that, if they want to say a couple of words, welcome.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity to serve on the commission. In reading through the Portland plan, I was inspired by the aspirational goals and also pleased to see a path forward with some short-term action. So I look forward to working with the council and the commission to help move our city forward.
Again, I'm honored as well to be serving on the Planning and Sustainability Commission. I'm especially excited to be part of a process guiding sustainable and equitable policies for an increasingly diverse population here. And more specifically, I'm interested in investment strategies and economic and housing opportunities, as well as the sustainable development that we'll be working on throughout the comprehensive plan and zoning code.
Thank you. Questions?
I was curious, Teresa, I've been hearing a lot about how greenhouses or green homes are not fully appreciated as much as, people in appraisers and things like that. It's not being reflected in the appraisals. And so you, Andre said you're a certified eco-broker. I guess I'm just curious, tell us a little bit more about what that is.
Okay, the eco-broker designation is, it's international because it's the U.S. and Canada, but it provides special training to help me with understanding sustainability issues and sustainability for people's lifestyles as related to real estate. So in identifying those opportunities, helping people think about things beyond just what a green label might be and how it actually affects their lives, I could probably go on for a long time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, thank you.
That's great.
I have a question for Maggie, who I've gotten to know a little bit. In the last year. And Maggie, part of your rich heritage is Native Americans. And you mentioned equity as something you're interested in housing, clearly a passion of yours. Is there a particular area where you think the city falls short that you'd like to put some additional attention through your service?
I think a huge portion is just reconciling and finding a balance between sustainability and affordability. Most cities are facing that. But as we look at communities out in Lentz or communities out in Coley, they face, a transportation desert, food deserts. So it's creating equitable opportunity for investment, equitable investment strategies, as well as finding innovative policies to keep those homes, those residences, and those commercial buildings affordable for current residents. So I think that's also something that speaks to wider issue of affordability rather than just the Native community.
Questions?
I just wanted to observe that I do think it's particularly important for the Planning and Sustainability Commission, which is planning for the city for the next 40 or 50 years, to actually have people on it to expect to be here for and continue to exist for the next 40 or 50 years. So thank you for accepting that responsibility, Ms. Talmadge. And also, in planning circles, I think that we tend to say, well, we need to recognize the changing changing attitudes of young people, and we're building a city for them rather than us stodgy old folks. So it is useful to have somebody who actually can say, yes, that does reflect my changing attitudes as a young person, or to say, no, actually, I'm just a stodgy as you, so get over those ideas. So really look forward to your giving us a reality check.
Thank you.
Great. Other questions? Well, thank you both for your willingness to take on this big citizen volunteer job. It is a big job. You're also serving at a time where there's big stuff happening at the commission, as Chair Baugh mentioned. So we do the comp plan update only every now and then, and it's a big deal. So, and then in the midst of all that, of course, we end up dealing with flashpoints of little issues, little to some, that will also end up, you'll have the hearing that lasts 5 hours on an item that you didn't expect it to. So fair warning that those moments will come, but there are only a handful of volunteer jobs like this that have this much effect on the city. These positions and the Portland Development Commission Board, Home Forward, there are a few of these kinds of volunteer roles in the city where people really make a huge difference for a really long time. So I hope that makes those long meetings worth the investment of your time and ideas, but we just appreciate your willingness to do this, and it's really important. Thank you.
Mayor, I move the report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Saltzman.
Well, welcome to the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and thank you in advance for, as the mayor alluded to, all the long hours you're going to be putting in, both in terms of meetings, but also in reading through all the documents. But we always appreciate the very thoughtful and diligent work of our Planning and Sustainability Commission, and they advise us well. So thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish.
We are very lucky to have two people with such distinguished backgrounds and skill sets agree to serve. One thing that you probably were not told is that you're about to lose all of your privacy and anonymity because your meetings are televised on Channel 30. And every once in a while when I can't sleep, I turn on the TV in the wee hours, and they do have a habit of running your meetings on a regular feedback loop. So you're going to now be approached by people at all hours asking for your help on city matters. One thing I want to encourage you to do, and Chair Ball has been especially good at this, is that there are some members of the Planning Commission who assume that once you've done your job and it gets kicked to us, that your role is over. And I want to encourage you to see your role as a continuing one. And that includes if you have a very strong view about a subject, and oftentimes issues come through your body on a divided vote, which is healthy, you have every right as a commissioner to reach out to us individually and as a body through testimony to share your views and to educate us. So I would urge you, in addition to the important role you'll be playing as a commissioner, don't undervalue the role as a commissioner in advocating for your view of things before this body. And it's a very important role. Andre does it so often, we wonder how he maintains his day job.
That's so do I.
But it is, you do have, following your hearings, unique knowledge and expertise that are valuable to us beyond just handing a report over. So thank you both for taking on this assignment, and I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Hales.
Well, maybe having scared you a little bit about the length of some of the meetings that you're going to be involved in, let me reassure you a little bit about the relationship between the Planning and Sustainability Commission and the City Council as I see it. And I've been giving some version of this little speech for 20 years, and I still think it's the right balance. One, it's okay. We're a leader in the country. People come here every week to study Portland. And so that's good news and bad news. Good news is we're doing great things. The bad news is we don't have very many other people to imitate. So we have to figure out things on our own more often than take a cut and paste out of somebody else's plan or zoning code. So be it. But that means it's okay for us to experiment and then have a process like the recap process to make adjustments. The most famous example of that in my experience was we approved the mixed-use zone because we thought we ought to have legal zoning for the kinds of buildings that we love, but that for a while we couldn't build legally, that is, a two-story building with storefronts on the ground floor and housing up above. And we said, yes, we'll adopt this new CM zone and say that's what we want. And that we put a provision into the code that said there has to be at least 50% of the building has to be housing. Well, what we didn't realize that you might realize as a realtor this, that meant that we couldn't build a two-story mixed-use building because there's a hole in the floor where the stairs go through, and the second floor is never quite the same number of square feet as the first. Oops, we got that wrong. We fixed it. It's okay to experiment and adjust, so we don't have to figure it all out to the nth degree before we ever act. So that's, I think, important for us here and for you at the commission. Secondly, I've always thought that the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and this is related to that point, needs to get an idea or a proposal to the 85th or 90th percentile. And then we do our job of, again, hearing from the community and making the ultimate decision about what goes into the plan or the code. So we don't expect you to sand off all controversy and to resolve all arguments before an issue arrives here. We expect you to get to a working majority about what you think is the right policy and then forward it to us. So sometimes I think review bodies feel like, gosh, we can never bring a controversy to the city council. Would that that were possible. It's not. So it's okay to get things to the just about finished point and then let us do our work of finishing the job. So hopefully that will make both your work more satisfying and maybe some of those meetings a little shorter. Thank you very much. Aye. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.